On the people when one or two other people could have made a different decision.
Interesting, you're here in New York as Mayor Mondani just met with President Trump again yesterday talking about housing, an issue that you were one of the major proponents of when you were in Congress. Cori Bush, former Democratic Congresswoman from Missouri, hopes to take her seat again, first elected in 2020. This is Democracy Now. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez for another edition of Democracy Now!
You've got your radio dial set to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and WRCT.org on your internet. Pinckney Hall follows.
Clarksville, Pennsylvania is not too far from here. Coal miners were hoping for a brighter new year. But for Jockey Blonsky, his daughter and wife, the new year brought an ending to their precious life.
Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh. The song you just heard was Hazel Dickens, her song, The Yablonsky Murder. We thought we would start the show off today with a local song. For the rest of today, we're going to be playing mostly songs about coal mining. There are an awful lot of coal mining songs. I shouldn't have picked such a broad topic. It was hard whittling it down. So that's what's going to happen until around 10 o'clock or so. And at 10 o'clock or so, you'll be able to hear Zombo. It won't be live Zombo. It'll be pre-recorded Zombo, but hey, that's almost as good. Now, before we get to that, coal mining songs, I'm going to give you a couple of public service announcements. First of all, have you mixed up your pain meds, your allergy meds, or your sleep meds? Maybe that should be and, not or. Call the Poison Hot Helpline. Has your child swallowed cleaning product, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, or an insect? Call the Poison Hotline. Poisonings can happen at home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline at 1-800-222-1222 to talk with medical professionals for free personal advice every time. That's 1-800-222-1222. Save the number. Save a life. Okay. Let me, as long as we're on the subject, we'll stick with the subject. Did you know that on the average, 1 in 6 Americans gets a foodborne illness each year? That's why it's important to use a food thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Clean, separate, cook, chill. To learn more about the 4 steps to keep your family safe from foodborne illness, please visit foodsafety.gov. This message has been brought to you by the USDA, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Health and Human Services, and WRCT. Okay. That's all the PSAs you're getting for this morning. Well, I shouldn't say that. Samba will have a few for you. That's all you're getting for this hour. Now it's music.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Born one morning when the sun didn't shine, I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. Was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Mm-hmm.
than the cold tattoo. In the coal field, danger is nothing new. Here's the question I'm putting to you. How much for the life of a miner? It should come as no surprise. You hear them spout the same old.
Far away from here, accountants will project. Actuaries speculate on causes and effect. No pesky regulations from the thieves that they elect.
And auditors confirm the yield from their benign neglect. Each state sets a price for a leg that's low. There's a preset cost. When the air goes bad and there's no exhaust, how much for the life of a miner? First on appeal on down the line. An act of God, the courts are fine. How much for the life of a miner?
Politicians posture at the mine face solemnly. Live reporters swarm like flies around the tragedy. Preachers will declaim the Lord behaves mysteriously. And PR spokesmen orchestrate deniability.
And now the widow's sons and daughters come to you and me.
Break of morn.
Let me tell you what was in that set that we just played of coal mining songs. We started it off with Tennessee Ernie Ford doing 16 Tons. And then we had a Ann Feeney song. We had Emma's Revolution doing How Much for the Life of a Miner. That was off of a tribute record to Ann called War and the Workers. Lots of good songs on that. And last song was Loretta Lynn doing Coal Miner's Daughter. Now, let's see. What do we got coming up here? Oh, okay. We're gonna tell you about one of our underwriters. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is an independent single-screen theater. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, and they offer concessions. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if I may add an editorial comment here, we should actually get the folks at Row House to update that because they now have a two-screen theater in on Potomac Avenue in Dormont. So there you go. That's one of our underwriters. Now we'll go back to the music.
Big John. Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Ooh. And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Thank you.
Let me tell you what was in that set. We started off with Jimmy Dean being the same Jimmy Dean of Sausage fame. He made a good life for himself there, doing Big Bad John. And then we had Steve Earle and the Del McCoury Band doing The Mountain off of the CD by the same name. I think that was a nice partnership, but I'm not sure that Steve and the band thought so, but good music on that disc. And then the last song was The Local Honeys. They are not local to southwestern Pennsylvania, but they are local to Appalachian coal country, during the LNN Don't Stop Here Anymore. I guess the LNN Don't Stop Anywhere Anymore. It's now one of the many railroads that make up the CSX system. Okay, now normally, right now, I would tell you about other shows that you might want to listen to here on WRCT, but I'm not going to do that because I have lost access to that for the moment. But let me assure you, there are lots of other fine shows on WRCT, and the great thing about WRCT being a freeform station is you are apt to hear almost anything. And you might hear something that, you wouldn't normally listen to and find out that it's pretty cool, and maybe you want to check it out. So feel free. You don't just listen to WRCT Friday morning. You know, tune it in anytime. And you'll hear something that, there's a good chance that it might be something you like. Okay, so that's what I'll say about that. We'll do one more set, at least, of coal mining songs. And I think that the next song needs a little bit of an introduction. It's called The Blackleg Miner, and that is a British term that some folks might not be familiar with, and you might wonder what that song's all about, but a blackleg miner is a miner who has crossed the picket line to work, usually someone brought in from outside the community. So that's what the next song is all about.
Blackleg miner. Out of the dirt and darkness I was born, go down. Out of the hard black coal face I was torn, go down. Kicked on the world and the earth split open, crawled through a crack where the rock was broken, burrowed a hole away in the coal, go down. In a cradle of coal in the darkness I was laid, go down. Down in the dirt and darkness I was raised, go down. Cut me teeth on a 5-foot timber, held at the roof with me little finger, started me time away in the mine, go down. On the day that I was born, I was 6 foot tall, go down. And the very next day, I learned the way to haul, go down. On the third day, worked at board and pillar, worked on the fourth as a long wall filler, getting me steam up, you in the seam, go down. I'm the son of the son of the son of a collier's son, go down. Coal dust flows in the veins where the blood should run, go down. 5 steel ribs and an iron backbone, teeth that can bite through rock and black stone, working me time away in the mine, go down. 300 years I hewed at the coal by hand, go down. In the pits of Durham and East Northumberland, go down. Been gassed and burned and blown asunder, buried more times than I can number, getting the coal away in the hole, go down. I've scrabbled and picked at the face where the roof was low, go down. Crawled in the seams where only a mole could go, go down. In the thin cut seams I've ripped and readied, where even the rats are born bow-legged, when in the coal, away in the hole, go down. I've worked in the Hutton, the Plessy, the Brockwell seam, go down. The Bencham, the Busty, the Beaumont, the Marshall Green, go down. I've lain on me back in the old three-quarter, up to the chin in stinking water, hewing the coal away in the hole, go down. In the northern pits I've sweated and earned me pay, go down. Toiled in the worn-out drift mines night and day, go down. Where the anthracite is hard and shining, I've tried me hand at the hard rock mining, I dug me a hole away in the coal, go down. Out of the dirt and darkness I was born, go down. Out of the hard black coal face I was torn, go down. Lived in the shade of the high pit heap, I'm still down there where the seams are deep, and digging a hole away in the coal, go down.
someday when I'm dead and gone, heaven, the land of my dream. Won't have to worry about losing my job, hard times and big machines. Won't have to pay my money away on dues and hospital plans. I'm gonna cut coal where the blue heavens roll.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Edry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. But empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. Then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lays. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Let me tell you what was in that final set of coal mining music. We started off with a Blackleg Miner Steel Ice Band version. Had a tough time choosing between that and Richard Thompson's, but don't get much chance to play Steel Ice Band, so that's what you heard. And then we had another Brit behind that. I think he actually is a Brit, not a Scot. But anyhow, Ewan McCall doing a Big Hewer. And then after that, we had the second tune of the day from Hazel Dickens, Coal Tattoo. Her version, that song's been sung by many people. Fine song. And last but not least, John Prine doing Paradise. Yes, sir, Paradise was an actual place. Okay. That's like Eden. It's song about Eden in North Carolina. Okay, enough of that. I don't think I have anything else to tell you about. I've given you PSAs. What else have I done? Have I told you about another? I could tell you about another underwriter, but I'm not going to. And I've given you a general statement to listen to other shows on WRCT. You won't regret it. If it's something you don't like, after, you know, give it a minute. Give it two, maybe give it two songs. And, you know, if you still don't like it, go someplace else. But I think there's a good chance you'll like it. Okay. So we're going to give you, in the next 12 minutes or so, we're going to play some new music for you. And we actually have new music today. We're going to start it off with Marty Stewart and the Fabulous Superlatives.
think it's daylight.
All right.
Okay, that's your Friday morning set of new music. We started it out with Marty Stewart and the, it doesn't have the name of his band here on the list here, but there was something like Remarkable, Sensational, I don't know. Marty Stewart doing a Graveyard off of his new CD, Space Junk. Then we had none other than Ronnie Wood. There's a double disc Ronnie Wood anthology out. And it says EP here on my list, but I'll tell you, it's got two CDs in it, and there's a whole lot of songs on each one, so it's not an EP. But anyhow, the song you heard was A Certain Girl, a good old Alan Toussaint song from New Orleans, originally sung by Ernie Cadeau, I believe. And in this case, sung by Chrissy Hynde, in case you were wondering who the female vocal was there. And then the last song that you heard was by a cellist and vocalist from Seattle who goes by the name of Olella, and it's from the La 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 label. The song was At Rest from the CD by the same name. Now, that's going to do it for me today. I will not be back next week. I'm going to be out of town next Friday, but you can hear some pre-recorded Kenny Joe on the radio, I hope. We'll get that set up. And speaking of pre-recorded, next up is pre-recorded Zombo. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.